Chapter 2. Bethel, the place of the altar. And the Lord appeared unto Abraham, and said, Unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord, who appeared unto him. And he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west, and Hai on the east. And there he builded an altar unto the Lord, and called upon the name of the Lord. Genesis chapter 12, verse 7 to verse 8. Bethel is a special place. There was where Abram pitched his tent and built an altar unto the Lord. Chapter 13 of the same book, from verse 1, reads thus. And Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south. And Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. And he went on his journeys from the south even to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning. We read that in Genesis chapter 12, verse 8. Between Bethel and Hai, unto the place of the altar, which he had made there at first. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. Genesis chapter 13, verse 1 to verse 4. This lets us know Bethel is the place of the altar. It's the place of commitment, the place of the vow. Bethel is that place where you get to and say, Lord, all I have is yours. It's the place where you erect an altar before the Lord. That altar in itself signifies surrender. So Bethel is also the place of surrender. Have you come to Bethel in your Christian walk? The place of commitment and of the vow. Abraham raised an altar and called upon the name of the Lord in Bethel. But his grandson, Jacob, also journeyed to Bethel, and there is a lot we can learn from his experience there. And Jacob went out of Beersheba and went toward Haran, and he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took off the stones of that place and put them before his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep. And he said, Surely the Lord is in this place. And I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, How dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, If God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone, which I have set for a pillar, shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. Genesis chapter 28, verse 12 to 22. Jacob made his commitment to God at Bethel and said, Lord, everything I have is yours. You, Lord, will be my God. And of all that you give me, I will surely give the tithe of it. The tithe is one-tenth of what God blesses you with. Jacob made a commitment to Jehovah at Bethel to give him the tithe always. Have you come to that point in your life where you know what it is to make a commitment to God? Have you made a vow to God about your life? Let me tell you something. God deals with vows. They are sacred things to him. That's why it's important that you learn to strike a deal with God through your vows. Sometimes you may find yourself in a predicament in your life, or things are not just going right for you. That's the best time to strike a deal with God and make a vow. That way, you're challenging God to move in a certain direction for your good, and you too will move in a certain direction. God can always be trusted to keep his part of the vow, but he'll watch out for you to fulfill yours. Jacob made a vow at Bethel. He said to God, "If you will keep me in this way that I go, and give me bread to eat, and clothes to put on, and cause me to return to my father's house again in peace, then you shall be my God. And this stone that I have used as a pillow shall be an altar set up unto God." Commit yourself to God at Bethel. The first thing you do in Bethel is to recognize God as your Lord and commit yourself to him. The next thing is to commit yourself to his house. When you commit yourself to God, you must also commit yourself to his house. Look at David. He said, "The Lord my God has said he will dwell in tents, but I've decided to build him a house. How can I be in a palace and my God has no place? Surely I will build him a house." 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 1. That's the kind of commitment you show toward God and his house when you get to Bethel. What have you done for the Lord in your life? He has given you bread to eat, clothes to put on, and a place to stay. But has he become your God? If he is your God, you'll consult with him. You'll yield yourself to him. If he is your God, he would have the right of way in your life. We are in a generation that does not recognize God. Only the Holy Spirit can open a man's eyes to know God in this generation we live in. It's worse than the very generation that Jesus called an evil and adulterous generation. Matthew chapter 12, verse 9. This is why you must be able to answer the next question clearly, without a shadow of doubt. Have you come to know him as your God? Is he your God in this godless, heathenistic society? Have you made your commitment to him? Have you come to Bethel, or are you still at Gilgal, where you want to be like other nations and be renewed unto Saul's rulership? The children of Israel made Saul king, but Saul represents the king of the flesh. Is that what you want for your life? Some people have been born again for 10, 15, maybe even 20 years, but cannot be distinguished from the new convert. What are you waiting for? Why are you still at Gilgal? You've been born again this long, but how many people have you led to Christ? You may not feel like you're ready for it, but you're going to move out of Gilgal by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. That's why you're listening to this audiobook. Recognize that God needs you. There's a harvest of souls all over the world. Don't just sit down there with your hands folded in your laps. Get up and do something. Move on from Bethel. God wants you to leave Gilgal for Bethel, but he doesn't want you to stay in Bethel either. You must move from Bethel. Consider the story of Elijah and Elijah, which we're studying. Elijah went with Elijah from Gilgal to Bethel, but he didn't stop there. Elijah insisted that he stop there, but Elisha didn't. He moved on with him to the next point. He was, in other words, telling Elijah, "Oh no, I can't stop at Bethel. I can't just make a commitment to God and stop." Some people are just happy to stop at Bethel. They make a commitment to God. They make a vow and say, "My life is now for God." That's where some Christians are today. They're very committed, but there's a difference between faithfulness and faith. They are faithful. They can be trusted that every time the church door is open, they'll be there. Whenever there's a call for evangelism, they'll be there. Anything you tell them to do, they'll do willingly. If you tell them to go 5 miles, they'll go 5 miles. But that's just about how far they will go. Elijah said to Elijah, "Stop at Bethel." That's just like some people say, "Okay, you're not committed. What else are you looking for?" Child of God, there's a place beyond Bethel. There's something more than your declaration of commitment to God. There's a Jericho to move on to.